Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's jump right into it. We have our NFL Sunday takeaways. Just like every Monday, we're going to go through Sunday's games and kind of just go through our three takeaways. And we're going to have our mini takeaways in the, macro topic of the three. So just like we do every single Monday, we're going to go through them and we're just going to talk about them and give my takeaways. So let's go through number one. Number one, the title is Upset Alert All Around the League. So we had lots of, games that really got upset. We had two teams in particular I'm going to talk about that I think are really both struggling, and they also struggled last week, so they're on this list. And then we have another team as well. So three total teams. So with the two teams that I did put on this list last week, who I thought were going to have a little bit more of a bounce back week and did not, are both the Green Bay Packers and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, they both lost to teams who are under 500. Tampa lost to Carolina, who traded Christian McCaffrey this week and basically is imploding as a team. They're basically saying we are rebuilding. They traded their top, I think it was their second or third best receiver in Robbie Anderson, and traded Christian McCaffrey away. So we've seen that happen. Obviously, the Bucs, they didn't start out well and then kind of just never really picked up from there. On like the second play of the game, Tom Brady hits Mike Evans for like a 75-yard bomb for a touchdown, and Mike Evans just bobbles it and just eventually drops it. He was like 5 yards open from his receiver. That was an easy touchdown, and honestly, that just kind of set the tone of the game for Tampa. They lost 3-21, which was awful. After they lost to the Steelers last week, everybody thought that Tampa was going to come back and really play well, but they did not. So Tampa lost to the Panthers 3-21. And we are going to go to the Green Bay Packers, who lost to the Washington Commanders under Taylor Heinicke. Now, saying they lost to Taylor Heinicke isn't that much of a big deal, as it looks like for some reason, I don't know what it is with some of these teams in the league with their backups. They just play a lot harder with their backups. Whether that's they know they can't, the defense can't make a, crucial error and they have to stop the opposing team's offense or what it is. The Washington Commanders really like Taylor Heinicke compared to Carson Wentz. And they played pretty well against the Packers. The Washington Commanders beat the Packers 23-21, and the Packers almost came back and won the game with a, really tricking, crazy, back and forth throwing game on the last play of that game. And it was crazy until like a flag was put out against the Packers. But the Packers and Bucks nonetheless both lost to, under 500 teams that are considered, bottom of the league. And now the Packers and Bucks are both 3-4 on the season, as this is Aaron Rodgers' worst season since 2018. The last like 3 years in a row, he went 13-4, and he's already 3-4. The Bucks, they are slowly starting to get, out of the playoff picture, and which is kind of weird because everybody thought the Bucks, and including myself, were gonna run away with this NFC South. They're only like a game ahead of the rest of that NFC South. The Panthers are like number two in that division, and they're only a game out. Brady's lost four of the last five games, which is the first time since like 2002, which is insane. And I think the Bucks and Packers are both in trouble. They just both don't have great, teams. They were both kind of a, they both sort of peaked at the same time, And that really, you know, is coming to bite them now as they're both more towards a rebuilding team rather than a Super Bowl contender, I believe. I think they're closer to rebuilding rather than a contender. And then the last team, I just want to quickly go over this. The Seattle Seahawks beat the Los Angeles Chargers. And they beat them pretty handily. They beat them by like 2 touchdowns. And now the Seattle Seahawks are number one in the NFC West, which I don't care who you are. There is no way, unless you're a Seattle fan, that you would have bet the Seattle Seahawks would be number one in the NFC West after 7 weeks or 8 weeks in the NFL. There is no way you would have, you know, really, you would have guessed this. The Rams are on a bye week, but the Rams are under 500. The Packers, or not the Packers, the 49ers lost to the Chiefs. We'll talk about that next. And then the Cardinals are kind of a middle-of-the-pack team, but are not great. So the Chargers, they had another really, really bad injury with J.C. Jackson. He looks like he could be potentially out for the year, depending on that injury. It was a lower leg injury, which it was a very scary, you know, injury if you didn't see it. He was at the left side of the end zone, and he just fell wrong trying to tackle a Seahawk wide receiver. And the whole, you know, Chargers offense and team came out and really just took a kneel around J.C. Jackson, and he got carted off the field. So that is my upset alert all around the league. I think I might implement that as a you know, topic for these top three topics for the week. They just happen every week in the NFL, so it kind of just makes sense. Next up, we're going to quickly go on this. The next two topics we're going to quickly go over through. Chiefs, are they a top three team in the league? I believe so. Now, they dominated the San Francisco 49ers in the 4 o'clock window with a 44-23 win in San Francisco. And both the Chiefs and the NFL had their first looked at the newly acquired running back Christian McCaffrey that came from the Panthers to the 49ers earlier this week on Wednesday. This Christian McCaffrey trade looks pretty good. McCaffrey did play some of the downs. He didn't play very many as he's only been on the 49ers for like 4 days. He hasn't even had half a week really to get in this playbook. But McCaffrey did look pretty damn good. He had like 30 yards rushing or something. He didn't do too bad. He did look really, really good though, just seeing from that offensive line. This could be a potential great trade if McCaffrey can stay healthy. But yeah, McCaffrey has really not had this good of an offensive line, or at least this good of a left tackle to play against and play with, than Trent Williams on the 49ers. But more on the Kansas City side, Kansas City, they look like a top three team. If I had to rank teams today, after, you know, week seven, I don't consider the Monday night game with the Patriots and Bears being any top 10 teams. But if I had to put the Chiefs somewhere, I'd put them at number three in the league as a team. I'd put Buffalo number one, Philadelphia number two, and then Kansas City number three. Obviously, Buffalo beat Kansas City. And then I think if the Eagles and Chiefs play on a neutral field, I think the Eagles would win just because, you know, they have such great corners. And while you can't stop Travis Kelce, you could slow him down. So I think the Eagles would win that game. But I think the Chiefs are slowly rolling. They're like a snowball rolling downhill and down a mountain. They are getting better and better and better every single week. And Mahomes had a great game. He threw for a couple touchdowns and like 420 passing yards. Or I think it was 423 exact. Mahomes looked insane. Now, the Chiefs did make some, you know, key mistakes, but so did the Niners. But it's the fact that Kansas City can make this many mistakes like they did against San Francisco and still put up 44 points against a, even though they're banged up, the Niners are still the number one defense in the league. They had a muffed punt for Kansas City. Mahomes had, like, you know, a really crucial touchdown. But otherwise, the Chiefs' defensive line really got after Garoppolo. And the Chiefs are really, really looking good. I put them as a number three team in the league. I think the Niners, if they can get a little bit more healthy, and once they get McCaffrey really in this offense, the 49ers are going to skyrocket. I think they're going to be really good. Right now, I'd put the 49ers as like the seventh best team, sixth best team in the league. But I think their potential can be a top two team in the league. I think they could be better than the Eagles. But as of right now, I put the 49ers as like six or seven. And last but not least, I have to talk about this. This keeps being a topic every week for the last 3 to 4 weeks. The NFC East looks dominant. They look so good. Now, with Philadelphia being on a bye and the rest of the NFC East all winning in the 1 o'clock window, they're looking good. With the worst team being the Commanders, there's still a tough out for most teams, or some teams at least. They beat the Packers, like I already covered. The Eagles were on a bye this week. The Giants edged out the Jacksonville Jaguars to narrowly beat them. If you didn't see, literally the last play of the game, essentially, Trevor Lawrence threw a, you know, pass that was literally, quite literally, maybe 6 inches from being a touchdown and winning the game from the Giants. But the Giants defense stopped them, and they ended up winning. So the Giants advanced to 6-1. Dallas is 5-2 as they, you know, crushed Detroit in Dallas. They won like 24-6. Their defense was insane. Jared Goff is slowly turning back into the Jared Goff we know. But the Cowboys defense looked great. Dak Prescott, he didn't look great in his first game back, but he has just came off, like, you know, surgery with multiple weeks off, over a month off, and he does have, you know, pins and needles and stuff in his hand, so, or in his thumb, so he did look good. But one thing I do need to add is I think Brian Daboll is actually going to be coach of the year. I think if the Giants and the Seahawks can keep playing the way they're playing, I think it's either going to be Pete Carroll or Brian Daboll as, you know, the coach of the year. Now, I don't think the Giants are going to, you know, be on a 6-1 pace for the rest of the year. So essentially be, you know, 15-2 or 14-3. I think the Giants could be a, 11-6 team. I think that's what the Giants are going to be. Now, they do have a pretty easy schedule coming up. I think they play the Texans next week, and then they have a bye. Or it might be, I saw like a list on online. It was, they play the Jaguars, which they just beat. Then they play the Texans, and then they play the Seahawks, and then they have a bye. So New York could potentially be 9-1 after 10 weeks, which is insane. So that's just my takeaways for the league, obviously. So just to recap it, upset alert all around the league. Bucks and Packers are imploding as the Chargers are getting more and more injury prone. The Chiefs are a top three league, top three team in the league. San Francisco is really going to be good once they get healthy and Christian McCaffrey gets implemented into this offense. And the NFC East all around just looks dominant. Besides from Washington, who looks like week in and week out a tough out with Taylor Heineke and Carson Wentz. So that's just my takeaways. Obviously, we're going to cover the Monday night game tomorrow, which is going to be a pretty boring game, in my opinion. It's going to be Patriots and Bears, but you know what Bill Belichick does with rookie quarterbacks. He essentially just completely shuts them down. So it's probably going to be a very low-scoring game on at least Chicago's part, if not, you know, around the league. So that was my takeaways. I hope you guys had a great weekend and have a great start to your week. And peace out.